This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, y'all, let's talk about this whole Iman Shumpert and Teyana Taylor divorce settlement. All the bread is going out the window. Okay, I see a lot of men online just going crazy about this. Oh, man, she a gold digger. Oh, man, this, that, and the other. When I look at this, I say, good job, Teyana. I say, good job. Great for you, Teyana. I'm proud of you. Because don't forget what Iman Shumpert said himself.
She's in your house. Why are you paying all the bills?
I'm going to get this out to all women worldwide.
With money, don't want you paying no. We don't care for you to do that. We not coming to get you for no bread. If you do that, if you get your own bread on the side, we going to clap our hands for it. We going to smile about it. We going to be proud of it. We don't need you to do it. That's the advantage of picking us. We don't want you for that. We want to, honestly, we don't,
bro. I ain't gonna lie.
You the rich on the goddamn.
Oh, nigga, no, you know exactly what I'm saying to
you. You speak French now?
Iman Shumpert said out to the world, to all the women in the world, listen, a man like him don't want a woman paying for anything. Don't ever worry about me because I'm a man with money. So Teyana did what she's supposed to do. When a man have that mentality like that, all the gold digging women, when they hear him talking like this, they obviously say, that's a target that I want because he has the mentality that matches with what I'm looking for. A gold digging woman deserves a man that talks like this because there's a lot of men out there that choose to talk this way because they want to try to purchase their way into a woman's drawers. And then there are a lot of women that got their drawers for sale and looking for a man just like them. So it's a great transaction. But those same men, when it comes to divorce settlements, stop running your mouth and complaining and saying that she's trying to take me for everything when you came into the relationship saying, take me for everything. You don't have to bring nothing. I got the money. Well, all you got to do is bring that behind. And I'm going to handle everything else. That's what he is saying. That's what he said. So I say, bravo, Teyana. You deserve it. You deserve it. You did what you're supposed to do. Like, if there's a sucker out there that putting himself out there to be a sucker, go handle your business. There's a lot of women that loves money so much, they're willing to sell themselves for it. They primarily only want you for money. Let's talk about it. So Iman Shumpert agrees to multi-million-dollar divorce settlement with Teyana Taylor. She is set to receive four homes valued at over $10 million, a one-time seven-figure payment, an $8,000 per month for child support, and a $300,000 Maybach, a $70,000 Mercedes, a Sprinter, and much more. You know, Iman Shumpert made over $48 million in his career. So he got bread, $8,000 a month. That's probably not going to be too much on him. I mean, I know he outs the NBA now, so I'm not sure how much he's accumulating on the side now. But he should have sustained a decent amount of money to afford that. He lost the house. He lost everything. But that's what he put out in the world, and that's what he received. We have no right to feel any type of way when this man has already said this is what he looks for. He tried to loop in everybody, but y'all heard his friends backpedaling like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What you mean by we? You talking about you. I ain't on that. I am fine with building with my lady. I'm fine with having partnership. I'm fine with both of us working hard. And if she strike big, we're both good. And then if I strike big, that means we're both good. Iman Shumpert is not one of those type of men. He's the type of man that is a great target for those women who are gold diggers. They deserve each other. He is the perfect mark for them. With me, I'm the type of guy like, hey, both of us got it out of the mud. I strike big. cool, I'm going to take care of you because you already put in that work. I understand that you in this for me and we built something together. So if it's not necessary for you to work anymore, you don't have to. But you're more than welcome to do anything you like to do on the side. And if you strike big on debt, I would still feel like, okay, yes, that's ours because I did the same thing. I struck big and my wife benefited off of it. But Iman has the mind of if his wife strikes big, he shouldn't benefit off of nothing but what he does. But she should benefit off of everything that he does. The gold diggers have made a lot of people fall into that and fall for that bull job, but that's foolishness to me. That's just like trying to tell Tabitha Brown that she should have never retired her husband, who was a firefighter, I believe, because she struck big just because he a man. He need to still work. He need to still work being a firefighter. And her money is her money because she's a woman. But if it was in reverse, if he struck big, he should only retire her, but she shouldn't retire him because he's a man. That's Iman Shumpert's mentality. And that's a lot of other men mentality out here that are perfect marks for gold diggers and women with selfish mentalities. I don't think nothing is wrong with what Tabitha Brown done and many other women that struck big when they had a husband by their side, when they had someone supporting them the entire time. That man allowed her not to work and supported her in her dreams. And you feel that she shouldn't show appreciation to that because solely because he's a man. Now that she has money, she has his big brand, all of that money belongs to her, and she shouldn't take care of her husband at all that took care of her the whole time and supported her to get to her dreams. These are those men mentality that uses money to get women. Most men that don't have to use money to get a woman have a mindset of partnership, of whatever works for us at that time works for us. Great. Okay, if we're in a predicament where it makes more sense for me to work and you not to work and you take care of home, great, do that. But you're not just pigeonholed into this box where no matter what, because I'm a man, I'm a man with money, that means you don't never do anything. Nothing between us is ever shared. I only do everything. So, hey, Tiana Taylor, great job. And on to the next one. If there's another sucker out there, go get him. I think you starting to go out with that other dude, this new dude that's came on the scene, light-skinned dude. If he got that mentality, take all his bread too. Take it all. Any man out there that says he's a man with money and always leads with his money to get women, he deserves everything that's coming to him. If you're going into a relationship telling women this, and they get accustomed to this lifestyle, trust and believe they already know that they can use that in the court of law. They got you telling them this. You have the proof of you telling them not to work, not and whatever you make is yours and whatever I make is ours. They already know. Awesome. This is going to be a litigation success for me. Once you guys break up, all of that same lifestyle they feel is owed to them. And also the court of law is going to say is owed to them as well because you are the one that led with it. You're the one that told her that she can get accustomed to this type of lifestyle. So that's going to continue when y'all break up. You're going to have to pay the alimony. You're going to have to pay that child support. You're going to have to do everything. Me personally, I don't think it's wise to go after a woman with that type of mindset. And this is the perfect example of it. Because a woman that don't have that type of mindset, she's not going to try to take you through the ringer. Some of them, when a woman's scorned, they'll do anything to try to make you become a failure. That is true. You're going to run into those situations where we're broke up, but I don't want him to do well. I want to do everything in my ability to destroy him just because we're not together no more. I don't want to see him happy at all, and they'll do anything possible. But that's what prenups are for. You need to go and put these things in place and not talking like Iman Shumpert if you don't want to go down the road where you're going to be taken for most of the items, where you lose out of most of the things you work for. So, you know, I applaud what's happening to him. Like, it is what it is, man. Like, I'm not mad at Tiana at all. He dug this hole for himself. He got a lay in it. You know, I don't think he going broke from this. I don't think he going broke from this settlement. He had money. He got money. So I don't think he hurting. But, you know, it still sucks if you got $50 million and you seeing $15 million that's going out to someone that ain't put in the work at all that you did for it, it still hurt. It still sucks to have to see that happen.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.